Fall Festival committee member Tracy Dennis is in charge of Kids Zone and the Cover Girl competition during Fall Festival. Ms. Dennis discussed those two events on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Friday morning.
I'll tell about the Kids Zone first. Okay. We're going to have the Kids Zone in the Horse Pavilion.
Okay.
And I did not realize how big that place was. And I got to looking and I'm like, oh my gosh, can I get enough things in here? So we've got a petting zoo going on. And that'll be a big section down at the end. We have David Wonders that does the magic act. And he's the guy that walks around and does the balloon figures and stuff. And he's coming. And Crime Stoppers is going to come. And they're going to do the kid print with the fingerprints and stuff. So they'll have it in the database. The Way Bible Church is doing hair and face painting. And we're going to have pet adoption with Donnie Foster. Is going to come out and bring some animals. We'll have bounce houses, horseshoe pitching, washer pitching, roping dummies. We're going to have a giant chalkboard for the kids to just doodle on. And then one of the members saw this at another event, and they took a big pool and filled it with deer corn and put little toys in it, and they got to dig through it.
Ooh.
So we have buckets and shovels out there for them and everything so the kids can do that. But my main thing is Cover Girls, and I really work on that a lot. People think I just, no. It's pretty much, I would say 9 months out of the year by the time I start getting the girls gathered up and get here, and here it is. It's time.
Well, we've got Shelby. We've got Morgan.
Courtney. And Miranda.
Okay.
Yeah. Shelby Lackey's from Cumby. Miranda Rushen's from North Hopkins. Courtney Wilson's from Saltillo. First Saltillo girl I've had since I've been doing this.
Whoa.
And Morgan Mayers is from Sulphur Springs. And, of course, our reigning cover girl is one of my former students, Sarah Weatherreed. She's, of course, North Hopkins and everything. So, Sarah stepped in and has just picked it up and done a great job. And
I've seen her pictures at ribbon cuttings and things like that through the year.
Sweet girl. Real sweet girl. But we started off on kicking our event off on the 8th. We had our dinner with the moms, and the girls got their T-shirts and their rosettes and their signature sheets and their tickets they have to sell and everything. And we go over everything they're going to do. And listen to questions, try to answer. My ladies that help me judge, they did all my judging and stuff. They were there. And we did that. Then we had our mixer the next day at the Civic Center with the Fall Festival. And Tuesday, of course, the girls are going to be in the parade. And they each have to have a float. And that float has to depict all 7 events that they're going to be participating in. And then they have a business window that has all the items that depict everything that's going on with Fall Festival. So they've got a lot of things to gather up and do.
Does each girl have a float?
Each girl has a float.
Okay.
And each girl has a window.
Okay.
And we've had everything from those little trailers that carry lawnmowers to big old hay trailers. So, it doesn't matter as long as it's a trailer.
Oh, so it's not standard for each of the 4 girls?
No, they can do whatever size they want to.
Oh, right.
It can be pulled by a truck, or we've had them pulled by tractors. So they just, whatever their imagination can go with.
Cover Girl competitions will take place Tuesday and Thursday evenings in the Equine Pavilion. KSST News.